Today on Paternity Court.
You are neglecting the child?
I'm not dead, that's why.
He just was really upset and told me I couldn't name him a junior, and the state put him on that birth certificate. Our family is on the line.
He said that was his kid, and that he's in love with her, and that's his girl.
I've known him since I was 13.
That ain't no family friend.
Do you want to make this work if Kevin is your biological child?
Yes, Your Honor.
And if he's not?
Be honest, you're gonna leave.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave.
We'll never see you again.
Please be seated.
Hello, Your Honor.
Hello.
This is a case of Watson versus Mahoney.
Thank you, Jerome. Good day, everyone.
Good day.
Mr. Watson, you are in court to prove that you are not the biological father of the defendant's 4-year-old son, Kevin. You say that while you were away, Ms. Mahoney was having sexual relationships with 2 different men, and either of them could be the father.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Mahoney, you say you are 99.999% sure that Mr. Watson is the father and deny his accusations of infidelity. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So, Mr. Watson, you say today's results will determine the future of your relationship.
Yes, Your Honor, it will. I've known her since we were kids. We need to get these results because, you know, we are engaged and I would like to marry her. And I really hope this is my son.
And you say the relationship's on the line, meaning if the results don't turn out the way you would like, the relationship, the marriage, everything?
It's out the window, Your Honor. It's over with.
Really?
Yes,
Miss Mahoney, how is this paternity doubt affecting your child?
Hard. He takes it hard. He looks up to him a lot. Sometimes he gets real short-tempered with him, and he just, like, kind of, he'll sit by him, and he'll move away, and it's hard as a mother to see that.
And Kevin's 4, so he understands this rejection.
Yeah, it takes him really hard. He's sheltered now.
And so, Mr. Watson, you are rejecting the child?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm not the dad, that's why. When I was away, When I came back, she was cheating, and she has a bad reputation of being basically, as I'm going to say it, the neighborhood hoe.
Okay, we're going to try to use respectful language, but you let's say she had a reputation of being very promiscuous.
Yes, Your
Honor. Okay, and so you were away and you came home. What did you find when you came home?
She had 2 men staying with her, and they were showering her with gifts and taking care of her. Now, me as a man, personally, I'm not gonna do that for no woman
either. Being a man, though, you should have left me.
I never left.
Miss Mahoney, did you have 2 men living with you?
Yes, ma'am.
You did?
I had no job. I had nothing to fend for myself. They were close family friends, and they just wanted to help me help them. I agreed to let them stay, and if I needed some toilet paper down, you know, anything, they would help provide it.
And so were you providing them with anything besides
a room,
place to stay?
A bedroom. That was it. I would not.
Mr. Watson, you were shaking your head. You don't believe that?
They were not close family friends. That is not true, Your Honor.
I've known them since I was 13.
That ain't no family friend. 13, nothing.
So did you ever ask him, are you sleeping with...
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And what was his response?
He said yes.
There's been many girls doing it to the same. We have a problem where there's lots of people that were in our life trying to split us up.
So he said he was having sex with Ms. Mahoney?
Yes.
You confronted her about that?
Yes, multiple times.
What
and
did
when
she
I
say?
Asked him, I told him we can go together in front of this person and ask them, and he doesn't want to.
But when I
do
say let's go in front of them, she never does.
He doesn't want to do that. That's he stalls
true.
Out.
That's not true.
Our family is on the line, and I just hope we have
So why would that other guy say he's the father? He always
There's a difference
says,
between
oh,
a father and a
son.
Dad.
That's
just
my
know
son.
That.
What you mean? He the one talking about that. That's his kid.
He provided for him.
Okay, I was away. I couldn't.
When I called you and he was hungry, then what?
I was away. There was nothing I could do.
Like I said, there's a difference between being a father
okay, so
and a
so wait, was dad. My if he was my kid, so bring other men around my kid?
Mr. Watson, I do want to make a clarification. Did he say he was the biological father, or did this man say he was stepping up to be a father?
No, he said
Pretty
that,
much,
no.
Your Honor.
He said
he
that
takes
was
it how he wants.
He said that was his kid. and that he's in love with her, and that's his girl. He always says that. Even to this day, he says that, Your Honor.
It is true. He has said he loves me, and he's in love with me. But like I said, I cannot control somebody else's feelings. And as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a woman to my family, there's no reason. None. And I'm just so ready to get all this bad
Mahoney, out. Why would a guy say to you?
I believe he probably does love me. But I don't love him, and I needed help, and all he wanted was a room. And that's all.
But why would he say you were having sex with him if you weren't?
Because he knows that if he were to tell him that, that he's gonna walk out and he's gonna leave me. And that's what happened.
So you're saying he was just saying that to break you apart?
And I'll be crying, you know, upset, and he'll try to, you know, cover me, and I don't want that, and I don't want anybody else with heaven.
It was basically crazy. And, like, her friend, you know, her and her friend fell out, you know, and the friend called me one day and was like, I wanna tell you everything. And she basically told me everything, how she was...
What she did was lie to you because you and her had sexual intercourse.
No.
Did you not?
No, we did not.
No, that did not happen?
No, we did not have sexual
intercourse. What did her friend tell you, Mr. Watson?
The friend told me how she was sleeping with multiple men, plus the two staying with her, and how men were crawling through the window at late at night, get them little
midnight snack. But it's my house. Why would I have to have somebody crawl through a window?
And this is what her former friend told you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Because I just found out they had sexual intercourse under a bridge. Okay? Under a bridge.
Did you have sex with this friend, Mr.
Don't lie.
No, Your Honor, no, I did not.
Not sex. What did she do? Be honest, because this is our chance to clear our water and make our family either complete or separate.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman in any kind.
We've heard that before.
Right.
Was there sexual contact?
Yes, Your Honor.
So how can you not expect this woman to do that?
Because that was her best friend. That was her ride or die. They were together every day of the minute.
Why?
Who doesn't tell their
so
best friend
secrets?
So
you felt like she gave you the inside scoop?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then she wanted to get close to you, but she gave you a scoop all right.
Right. Yes.
So when you found out Miss Mahoney was pregnant, what happened then? You found out you were pregnant?
I found out I was pregnant. And it was kind of a little iffy at first, but he switched and he's like, no, you had these men here. I know you were sleeping with them, your best friend. And that's around the time I found out what had happened between them. He just was really upset and told me I couldn't name him a junior. So I came, Kevin, that's really close, you know, and that I had been sleeping with him and they're his kids. So I went and we got DNA.
You took a DNA test?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened?
I went and was on government assistance and child support. We have to comply with them. And they asked me who the father was. I told him who he was, and he ran from all the things, and finally they found him and had him go up there and take the DNA.
What did the DNA test say?
99.9%.
That Mr. Watson was Kevin's biological father.
Yes, ma'am. And the state put him on that birth certificate.
Did you bring that test result with you?
No, I didn't.
Mr. Watson, why don't you believe those results?
I even posted it on Facebook.
Because first of all, Your Honor, her friend forged papers. When she walked up showing me these papers, first of all, I didn't see no government stamp on it. And when she showed me it, quote me on this if I'm wrong. When I read it, it read like 99...
Of the black population.
Of the black
that
population.
That was my response. Of the black population in America, that he's 99... I'm sorry.
And that DNA took about 7-8 months just to get here, and there was no
like
seal,
I said,
and I
it
didn't
took 7-8 months.
They couldn't find him to get his DNA, and they already
so
had ours.
You believe she forged these results?
Yes, ma'am.
So when this court contacted your home state, because we do our investigation as well.
Yes, ma'am.
We wanted to find out how long it should take to get results. And we were told that it takes about 2 weeks to 1 month. So Ms. Mahoney, why would it take 7 months to get these results?
I don't know why. And we were together and they showed up.
If you're confident, why wouldn't you take a sealed envelope to Mr. Watson and say, this is the paperwork?
But, Your Honor, we have been through so much and spent so much in our life. I never expected him to think of me that low.
That's low of a person.
So you never thought he would question paternity?
Ever. Of their documented government papers.
When your friend's forging papers, what do you want me to do?
My friend, she forged DNA documents when we were younger. And it was real. It looked real. So, I mean, I understand, you know, the fact that you... And that would be in my mind as well. But it's just, I want to get this done, and I want the results in our family to be happy.
So, Mr. Watson, this is a little bit too close to home for you.
Yes, Your Honor.
You have a witness. I'd like to hear from her. Please stand, ma'am. State your name for the record.
Yolanda Watson.
Ms. Watson, you are what relation to Mr. Watson?
Tevin's mother.
You are his mother.
Yes, ma'am.
So, ma'am, you've heard the testimony that we have presented thus far.
Yes.
What can you tell us about this situation?
Well, I heard the rumors when it first came about. I'm confused also what all has been said and what's all going on, but...
Did you ever hear this information about papers being forged?
Yeah.
DNA papers?
You've yes,
heard that.
Yes,
she knew her too.
Yes, ma'am. And I did not care for her.
Do you believe that biologically Kevin is your grandson?
I am now questioning more and more. That's never been in my heart before, and it is now. And it's really bothering me.
Thank you so much for your testimony, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ms. Mahoney?
Yes, Your Honor?
You say this relationship is on the line now.
It's been more than on the line.
That everything is riding on these results.
And I want to marry him, and I want to have a future, and I want our son to be happy. But we fight all the time over this. And he loves his dad, and I know he loves him. And
for
I wanna...
4 years, this has been hanging over your head?
All the time.
Yes, Your Honor.
Anything. We could be mad about our sandwich was cold, and we're gonna end up fighting about this. There's a lot of bad water under our bridge. And we were young. We've done a lot of things, you know, to each other that we're not proud of. But I want it to be over with now. I want to move on. I want the answers.
There's no way to clear the water under the bridge.
That's
unless
why I'm here.
You tell the truth.
That's why I'm here.
Is there something you have not said? Is there another man that could potentially be Kevin's biological father?
No, ma'am. And I...
Are there any other men?
No, ma'am. We have broken up, and I've had other, you know, relationships with men, but never around when I got pregnant.
How close in proximity to Kevin's conception did you have relationships with other men?
It was after, Your Honor.
Not true.
It was after.
After he was born or after you were
after
pregnant?
After he was born, and he was already probably about 2 years old.
Get
right.
out of here,
I,
man.
I mean, but... I'm
not gonna argue.
You're right. I'm not either. I don't want to argue. We've done 4 years of arguing. I want to know where to go from here, what to do. Our family is on the line.
So, Mr. Watson, do you want to make this work if Kevin is your biological child?
Yes, Your Honor.
You want to make this family work?
Yes, of course. I love this
and
woman.
And if he's not?
I don't know. Everything's just...
Be honest, you're going to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to leave.
We'll never see you again. So, from fifth... Like, we never had anything. Can't just walk out on somebody like that.
I think there's so much at stake here. We can't wait a moment longer.
Please, Your Honor, I'm ready.
Let's get these results. These results were prepared by DNA Diagnostics, and they read as follows. In the case of Watson versus Mahoney, when it comes to 4-year-old Kevin Watson, it has been determined by this court, Mr. Watson, you are the father.
See?
I'm sorry, baby. I love you.
I love you so much.
I love you. I'm sorry, baby.
I know. It's okay.
It's okay.
I love you. I love you guys too.
Okay.
I'm better now.
You relieved, Mr. Watson?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we go home and get married now?
Yes, we can.
Listen, it can be better, but you have to do the work.
That's why we're here.
Right. I was just about to say, Ms. Mahoney, you're so correct. This was the first step. It took you 4 years to get here, to just get clarity from a situation that's been hanging over your head and destroying your lives.
It's been so
hard. And not just your life, Kevin's life.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make that way better. I'm gonna step up.
Yes.
I swear to God.
Yes. And that right there.
And I believe him, and that's why I wanted to be here too.
But listen, what you have to understand is a child knows when they're being rejected.
Yep.
So now we don't know what Kevin is feeling inside. So you all have the obligation now to do the work necessary to just, not just repair your relationship, but to help repair the damage that's been done to him.
Yes, Your Honor.
We have counseling and resources for you that are going to help you just get on the right path to a better future for yourselves and for Kevin. I know you love him. I can see that.
So much.
Now you just have to do what you have to do to create the foundation from which he can launch and soar. Right?
Yeah.
All right. I wish you all the very best. Court is adjourned. For the full audiovisual experience of Lauren Lake's Paternity Court, check paternitycourt.tv for local listings, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/paternitycourt, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Paternity Court TV and at Lauren L. Lake.